And we're with WCAA's Jason Grazia, Day on Nantucket. You've been driving around this morning. What have you been seeing?
Well, it's been pretty much whiteout conditions on the way into town this morning. The snow is blowing. We've had gusts between 60 and 70 miles per hour. We're expecting high tide shortly, and I was just down around the Boat Basin area and the Easy Street Basin, and the waves were already lapping up, right up to the top, and no spillover yet, but we are expecting coastal flooding.
And Nantucket seems to be getting like the brunt of the storm, as well as parts of the Outer Cape this morning. Is it, you've seen things like this before, though. Nantucket is not immune to the effects of winter storms.
No. This is definitely a strong one, but we've certainly had our fair share this winter and in prior winters. And you know, as usually happens in a storm like this, Nantucket's effectively cut off with transportation. The Steamship Authority High Line shut down, all the plane service. So you know, we're out here on our own, but everyone seems to be ready. Power is out in a couple areas, but I was just downtown and the lights were on. DPW was out plowing. Found the sidewalks, found the streets. They seem to be in good spirits. I was just talking to one of the DPW workers. Said he'd been out since 4 a.m., but he was ready for a full day.
Jason Grazia, Day on Nantucket. Stay safe, Jason.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
It's 7:51. This is Morning Edition on WCAI online, CapeAndIslands.org. We have with us WCAI Sean Corcoran. He's been driving around on the Mid and Upper Cape this morning. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, Dan.
So where are you and what have you seen?
I'm at Sandwich Harbor right now. It's a significant storm for late March, but it certainly appears to be more of a windstorm event rather than a snowstorm event here in Sandwich and Mashpee in this area. The visibility, not too bad on the roads, about a half mile, could be much worse. Closer to the water where I am now, the visibility is much less. Walk outside, this wind could blow you over, that's for sure. The Jeep is rocking that I'm sitting in right now as that strong north wind is blowing. Snow, it's still coming down. We're still not quite at the height of the storm, but so far the total's about an inch where I've been throughout the Mashpee-Sandwich area. So no signs of coastal erosion or flooding yet, but we're going to keep an eye open for that as we get closer to high tide.
And our blizzard warning does continue into the afternoon. WCAI Sean Corcoran will check in with you later, Sean. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
In the marine forecast, a storm warning is in effect through the evening. The National Weather Service says north winds 35 to 45 knots with gusts of up to 65 knots, seas 7 to 10 feet. Snow mainly this morning, visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Needless to say, the Steamship Authority and Highline Cruises both canceling service today. Cape Air as well canceling its service throughout Massachusetts and New England because of this storm. Right now, heavy snow, 31 degrees on Nantucket, winds north 43 miles an hour, and we've had gusts of up to 65 miles an hour reported on Nantucket. Freezing fog, 26 degrees in Oak Bluffs. Freezing fog also in Hyannis. It's 29 degrees in Hyannis this morning. And outside our studios in Woods Hole, we have... it's just blowing down Water Street right now here in Woods Hole. Freezing fog, 30 degrees in Provincetown, where wind is north at 34 miles an hour. Again, snow continuing throughout the day today, as well as the wind. Wind continues into the evening. The National Weather Service says this evening mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with lows around 21 degrees. That's a 21-degree low overnight tonight. Windy this evening into the overnight with northwest winds 22 to 28, gusting as high as 46 miles an hour overnight. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs near 37, west winds 11 to 17, gusting as high as 28. Friday, we are expected to get a lot calmer weather with temperatures in the low 50s. This is WCAI. We're online, CapeAndIslands.org. In fact, we're updating the conditions and what folks have been talking about throughout the listening area. So check out our website at CapeAndIslands.org.